Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. Today I want to talk about the pattern of recurrence in men that have undergone a radical prostatectomy. Parker and co-workers published a report in which they looked at 41 men who had undergone a radical prostatectomy between 2008 and 2015. All of these men underwent a PET choline scan to detect where the recurrences were following a PSA recurrence. Now, in this group of patients, the median PSA at the time of the choline PET scan was rather high at 3.1 nanograms per ml. Nevertheless, what they did was to divide the patients up into different categories. Those in whom there was an in-field recurrence, meaning that the radiation field would cover the area of recurrent disease. The second group was divided into is called the edge of field recurrence. And in those men, they would end up not getting the full dose of 45 gray that would be normally administered. And then the third group of men were out of field recurrences, meaning that even if they got the radiation, the location of the recurrence would not be covered. Therefore, the radiation is highly unlikely to be helpful. What they found is somewhat disturbing. Only 12% of the patients had in-field recurrences. 24% had edge-of-field recurrence. And a full 88% patients had recurrences that were outside the field of radiation. Now, these findings have implications both for men getting radiation and men getting surgery. In the case of men getting surgery who are in the high-risk category, who are going to get a pelvic lymph node dissection, doing a limited lymph node dissection is not going to identify or remove many of the metastases that are already present. Whether removing them is curative or whether or not simply adding adjuvant ADT would be helpful in those cases is unclear. Nevertheless, why bother doing a lymph node dissection unless you're going to remove the lymph nodes that are highly likely to be involved with cancer? The second implication is for men who are going to get adjuvant radiation therapy. We know from the randomized trial of early versus optional adjuvant therapy for men that have had high-risk radical prostatectomy. In those cases, only about 1 out of 12 men benefited, which is not surprising given that the field of radiation would be inadequate in most of the cases. So it would mean that if men are going to get adjuvant radiation, one either has to consider doing a combination trial of ADT with the salvage radiation, or giving a higher dose or more or wider field of radiation therapy. Both of those are likely to increase the risk of side effects. So for now, we have some interesting and helpful information that makes us understand why a lot of men do recur, and do recur even if they get adjuvant radiation therapy, or they do recur even if they get a limited pelvic lymph node dissection. I think this information is important and should help design future trials to solve these problems. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.